It's 4:38 here on Downtown on a Tuesday afternoon Groundhog Day show. Rich Kimble, Ryan Wehning, Brian Stackpole with you. And all official yesterday, the Maine Black Bear football team under Coach Joe Harris-Simiak has a new offensive coordinator. We remember him all too well from his days carving up the Black Bears as a quarterback at the University of Massachusetts. Liam Cohen joins us on the G&M Family Market phone line. Liam, first of all, congratulations on the job, and thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Rich, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Can't tell you how excited I am to be here and have this opportunity, and I'm definitely excited beyond belief here.
Well, for people who remember you best as a quarterback at UMass, can you fill us in on your coaching resume and what you've been doing since you moved into the coaching ranks?
Absolutely. So graduated from UMass in 2008, moved on, played arena football for a year, and decided that wasn't exactly a career, but had some fun doing it for about a year. And then I was hired to be the quarterback's coach at Brown University in 2010. Made a quick stop at the University of Rhode Island in 2011 to be the quarterback's coach, pass game coordinator. Went back to Brown and just had a great opportunity to open up there, and was there for another 2 years. And then Coach Whipple was hired at UMass, and had an opportunity to go back to my alma mater, and have been there for the past two seasons, the last season being the quarterback's coach and pass game coordinator. And, so that's where I've been. So, and then obviously I'm a Black Bear.
We like the sound of that a lot. Now, of course, coaching for you is in the blood. Your dad, a longtime coach. When did you first know that that's something you wanted to do?
Probably when I was like 4 years old. When I wasn't playing with G.I. Joes and I was, learning the wishbone offense. And my whole life, I've literally been doing this. I mean, and drawing plays, in meetings, at practices, at games, on the bus. You could say my whole life was kind of bred to do this, and I've known that this is what I wanted to do for a long time now. I remember taking an interview out of college for a financial advising group, and just to kind of see what it was all about. And I took the interview, and about a half hour in, I said, "There's no way I can do this. I got no chance." And my buddy said, "What are you going to do in the office, Liam? Try to throw somebody a stapler? Like, well, what can you do besides football?" So it's all I've ever known, and it's all I've really ever wanted to do.
So you're coaching at your alma mater, and then you see the Maine opening out there. What was it that attracted you to this job?
We had a couple common coaches in the profession that Joe worked with and that I worked with. And speaking to those guys about Joe, about his personality, his character, his vision, and knowing the tradition, and history of the program, competing against Maine for 4 years, they were tough, hard nosed. Every single game was a fight, and I knew I was going to get hit, and I was going to get hit a lot. And those kids for 4 years played their tails off and competed. And Coach Cosgrove was a guy that was always a guy that I really respected within the conference as a coach. And, it's a program that's 2 years or 3 years out of a CAA conference championship and a playoff bid. So the pieces are in place. We just got to get the thing rolling a little bit.
Coach, it's Ryan Wehning here. I don't want to pull back the curtain too far on what you've got planned, but what is the Black Bear offense going to look like under your watch?
First and foremost, we want to be physical. I'm a quarterback's coach. Obviously, I played the position for a long time, but I firmly believe that you need to be able to run the football and run it effectively in order to win games and ultimately win a championship. So first and foremost, we want to be able to obviously run the ball and be physical. And we'll be multiple different personnel, formations, tempos, under center, shotgun, definitely multiple as we can be, probably a mix of probably what I've done in the past and places I've worked and probably picking up some different things from people I've seen, within the profession the last couple of years, things I've taken notes of. But our biggest thing is we want to be fast, physical, and have a relentless attention to detail. And I think that if we can bridge the gap and score some more points, we can be a championship caliber team.
We're talking with Liam Cohen. He's Maine's new offensive coordinator. Now, I know tomorrow we'll find out who you're bringing in. National Letter of Intent Day tomorrow. Lots of excitement about that. But as far as the guys on the current roster, have you had a chance to watch tape of them, or is that the kind of thing where you wait and see what they bring to the table in spring football?
I've watched every game from last year in detail, and you know, just to kind of get a feel for the personnel and the guys, watching them run around and see how they fit and how they play in certain situations, guys that make plays, things like that. Obviously, I think that there's definitely some skill here. So I think Michael Wright and Reed are really good players on the outside. I think the offensive line returning 4 out of 5 is important. Those guys are going to continue to get bigger, stronger, faster, and better as they gain experience. Obviously, the running back position, I thought Beckford did a good job at places last year, and the addition of Zaire from Temple, I think, will definitely help us. I think the tight end position with Salmon and a couple of those guys, you know, we need more production out of that position, but I think there's some pieces there, and I think the quarterbacks, you know, in the times that they were in last year, both showed some signs. They both did some good things, but to be honest with you, I mean, me coaching that position and holding that position to a high standard, it wasn't good enough, and it wasn't good enough to win football games. So that position is definitely the one that needs to probably improve the most.
Joe Harris-Simiak, the youngest Division I head coach in the country. You're a young guy, the defensive coordinator. It's a young staff. Does that in some way add to the excitement level that you've got a lot of guys around the same age working together?
Absolutely. I mean, it's definitely a different dynamic than I've been around on the previous three staffs that I've been on. I mean, we've had older coach. Our oldest coach here, I mean, is 4 years old. So I definitely think that the kids relate and they respond. And, you know, I had my first meeting with the offense very briefly this morning. And I think they'll tell you, if you talk to them, you could feel my excitement and my enthusiasm and, you know, my want to be here. And I think that the kids see that and they see what you put into it and they want to kind of, you know, set the tone themselves as well. So I think these guys have a good culture here, and they know what it's like to win and compete, and it's just on us to get them going.
Well, you were on board, too, for some of the recruiting work toward the end. So we're excited to see what you brought us. I know you can't say anything, but you got to be excited about the group that's coming in.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think we've done a really good job. These guys did a great job before I got here. Identifying and targeting guys that they had interest in, and guys that I was familiar with, I had seen before, and you know, definitely liked on tape. So I think they've done a really nice job putting this class together. And Joe is special now. I mean, when he's with the coaches in the high schools and the kids and the parents, I mean, he's definitely a special guy, and he's got a great way about him, and the kids definitely respond.
Well, Liam, I want you to know what you're in for here in dealing with us here on the show and in the game broadcast. My co-host here, Ryan, among other things, has assembled and built this incredible set of electric football players. He's built a field. Coach Kaz actually came in the studio and played it last year. He's built an electric football stadium that looks just like Alphonse Stadium. But if that's not good enough, Ryan has recreated some of the greatest players in CAA history. And in studio, I am holding number 12 of the Massachusetts Minutemen. I have the Liam Cohen electric football player right here in studio.
Come on.
Yeah, it's custom made, dude.
I've got to get down there and throw a couple. I will say this. If he's putting me up against Maine, you know, the last time I played against Maine, I don't have the greatest of memories. That was my senior year in 2008. At McGurk Stadium on my birthday, and ended up throwing, I think, 3 or 4 interceptions and losing the game. So don't have great, you know, greatest memories of my last time playing against the Black Bears, but that's wild. I'll definitely have to come down there and get it going a little bit.
We'll put you up against Delaware because we all love seeing Casey Keeler get beaten.
There's no doubt about it. Same as me.
Hey, Liam, we're so excited to have you on board. Congratulations again on the job, and thanks so much for coming on with us this afternoon.
No, Rich, thank you so much for having me, and I can't tell you how excited I am to be, you know, to be in Orono and try to get this thing rolling on offense. Here we go.
All right. It sounds good. Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
That is Liam Cohen, Maine Football's new offensive coordinator, joining us here on Downtown.